Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about all the smartphones out there being wielded by all the dumb people like me. We are living in a science fiction movie, slowly turning into a nation of phone zombies, staggering down streets with our heads bowed, making the occasional grunting noise, turning others into zombies by showing 47 pictures of their neighbor's cute cat. It's the invasion of the body snatchers in action. Oh, sure, we can check weather patterns in Outer Mongolia, or order a chess set made out of imitation crab meat in the shape of Marvel superheroes and have it delivered before we get home, but in the meantime, we are developing the attention span of high-speed lint. Zombies who can't remember our own phone numbers, much less any significant other. Of course, compared to our phones, there are no significant others. Zombies in public restrooms, clogging up stalls for hours, playing a quick round of Angry Birds. The same zombies would get into their cars and refuse to leave parking spots until they've checked in with High Command. Vacations are just excuses for we zombies to stare at our phones in distant exotic lands. Smartphones are like congressmen. We hate them all, except for our own. Fortunately, most of us don't hate him as much as the ex-cop who shot a kid for texting in a movie theater, but be honest, you've thought about it. Who hasn't politely churned when we thought someone was addressing us, only to find it was some zombie in a suit on a Bluetooth? But the worst are the suited Bluetooth zombies in an elevator. Shut up, dirt wipe. From now on, it should be legal to punch elevator zombies right in the ear. Tell them it's for the sake of civilization. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.